Welcome to the Art of Brilliance podcast. It's season 7, or it might even be season 8. I mean, who knows, and who cares? We stopped counting ages ago. This season, it's something fresh and uplifting, crammed into 5 minutes a week, every week for 52 weeks. Now, if you're thinking 5 minutes is easy, think again. Just imagine if my teacher could tell me the key messages in just 5 minutes, instead of talking all day long. Whoops, if you're listening, I love you, Miss Davis. That would leave me loads of extra time doing whatever I want. Anyway, that's me done, otherwise my intro will be longer than the actual podcast. The clock's ticking, 5 minutes and counting. Enjoy!
Hi, it's Hannah, one of the trainers here at Art of Brilliance, and I'm delighted to be bringing you this week's episode of the podcast. In this week's episode, I really want to talk about anxiety because I feel that every other person seems to be struggling with anxiety. It seems to be everywhere, and it's sort of all we're hearing about. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, not at all, because we need to talk about it. It's really important that we do. But the good news is, I think there are some manageable things that we can all do to help us deal with anxiety or worries and just make us feel a little bit better each day. Because anxiety can be a bit like a silent villain. If we aren't careful, it can take over. It stops us doing things and makes us feel out of control. So I want to give you some really simple, practical tools that will help you manage that anxiety so you can start taking back some of that control. Number one, focus on the little things. Little things add up. Aim for just one thing each day. Make some tiny progress towards being the kind of person you want to be. That's a win. Don't get overwhelmed by all the things you have to do. Just focus on the immediate task in front of you, because you can't do multiple things at once. So don't get hung up about what else you need to do and what else is going on. Remember, little things aren't small. In fact, they add up to create big results. Number two, develop an attitude for gratitude. So most people will go their entire lives focused on all the things they haven't got. They moan, they blame, they wish, and guess what? It makes them so unhappy. If you can start looking at all the things you have got, then you'll realise just how lucky you are. Each day, try to think of one thing you're grateful for. And by doing that, you'll notice a shift in your emotions, allowing for a positive change in your mindset to begin to occur. Number three, embrace your emotions. Don't stuff the emotions down and hope that they'll go away. You need to learn to process them and embrace them because they're telling you something. So it's really silly to ignore them. And by pretending you aren't feeling a certain way, well, it means that you're in even less control further on down the line. So get to the bottom of why you're feeling the way you are. Remember, there's no such thing as bad emotions. Embrace them all, because it's what makes you human. Number four, take up a hobby. If you look at the most successful leaders and CEOs, they all have hobbies. They immerse themselves in activities that don't require screens or have anything to do with work. So they might run or bike or draw or write. It doesn't matter what it is, it's just that they do it. They make it part of their routine because they see it as that important. Hobbies have a wonderful way of getting you out of your head and allowing you to live in the present moment. They challenge you, they make you better, they make you stronger. They allow you to rest that overworked mind. Number five, don't suffer in imagination. Most of the things we worry or get anxious about never actually happen, or they aren't as bad as we're expecting them to be. We torture ourselves, getting worked up about things we have no control over or any idea that these things will actually materialise. Other than the exception of pain, no one suffers in the present moment. So stop time travelling. Be here now. Learn to live in the present moment. Because all we have is the present moment. Our lives are made up of now. So don't give up now and miss the present moment by being worried about something that will or will not happen in the future. Because we can't control the future. But we can control what we're doing right now. So I want to leave you with a chance to take on one of these strategies this week. When you start to feel that anxiety creep up, then try one of these, apply them, and hopefully you'll notice a positive difference. Remember, no one is perfect. No one is an expert in everything. and we all have to start somewhere. So start by being kind to yourself.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Brilliance podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please tell the world. If you've hated it, I'm ever so sorry, and I hope your day improves. If you're interested in happiness and well-being, please check out our website, artofbrilliance.co.uk, where you'll find details of talks and workshops that we offer, and you can browse our little shop of happiness for books, posters, and even t-shirts. Until next time, bye!